Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the
Priest,
the Pom,
and the Poof.
This is the show where we talk about spirituality and sexuality for our community.
And good evening. Yes, you are on Spirit Lounge, and we're still missing Bertie. In fact, I haven't even heard from her.
The only time that I hear from her is when we play our intro, and she introduces us so beautifully.
Yeah, last I heard, I think she was in Greece. Maybe she's sort of caught up in the elections over there. She probably got herself elected.
She probably, probably has.
Knowing Bertie. So instead, we have the gorgeous Lindsay.
That's me. That's me. Gorgeous. You know, and today I was called cute. I couldn't believe it. It was really rather lovely. So I'm taking all these well wishes on board and, you know, I'm
and today you
it.
Said that your brain was mush. Is it? How's it going? Sludge.
Well, it's still a little bit sludgy. Believe me, it was a mixture of computerized and not just understanding. You know, when you're doing something and you're really organized, but you always reach that point where everything just seems to be an absolute mess. That's the mess I was in today. I'd reached that point. So, you know, I did what any, you know, good little worker did, was I disappeared for a couple of minutes. Cleared my head.
Yeah, we know what you did in those 2 minutes.
Oh, I guess. Well, you know, I was quick.
I have a boss who keeps disappearing for 2 minutes.
Mm.
Yes, and he comes back smelling the smoke too.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh.
Goes and smokes his little pipe, he does.
Oh, he smokes a pipe?
Yeah.
Oh, how divine. I wish I had taken up something like that. It would be really sexy, you know, for a pipe.
It's a bit more like... I always imagine a pipe to be a little bit more like you have to have a little glass of brandy with it and there's a big procedure.
And the smoking jacket and the little cravat and a nice big wing chair.
So standing out the back of work.
In the smoking jacket.
Smoking just doesn't quite do it.
You paint a picture, you're truly an artist.
So that was thank you to White Noise. Now they're only on for another show and then they're... going off the grid for a while.
They're going to take a quick break. So we've been very opportunistic and we've decided we're taking their time slot.
Ooh.
So from the start of next month, we'll be on from 8 o'clock.
Until 9 o'clock. We're not going 2 hours. We're just going a bit earlier so we can get home and get our beauty sleep.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I need that after seeing the last photo of me at the Greyhound. I've said no more photos, no more photos, no more photos until I have that facelift and that's it. So anybody out there that wants to take my photo, please do not do it. Because
provide a free facelift first.
Oh, yes, but yeah, that's a good idea, Andrew. Yeah, put some money in the tin for the first facelift.
Anyway, tonight, get serious.
Oh, right.
We do have
a very, very serious facelift.
Very serious show coming up, don't we, Joy?
Well, I don't know how serious. We've got Matt Glover in the studio, so I'm not sure how serious that's going to be. And he's going to talk to us about his new project, What I Would Like You to Know. Who else have we got on the show?
We've also got David Ayliffe coming in. Not coming in. He'll be on the phone joining us through technology. He's going to tell us a little bit about Secret Men's Business, which is a program that he is organising. So it's going to be very interesting. I can't wait to find out what this secret business is all about.
I'm not sure that I want to know what Secret Men's Business is really.
Well, we're kicking you out of the studio when we do the interview.
Oh, fabulous.
Well, I'm a bit hotsy-totsy. Can I stay?
If you like. If you like.
If you have to.
Anyway, whatever you want to do.
We're going to start with a track called Don't Panic by Coldplay.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9. Joining us in the studio, we have longtime supporter of the Joy of Spirit Lounge, Matt Glover. Welcome back.
Thank you, Andrew. It's good to be here again.
Now, Matt, tell us a little bit about what you're up to at the moment.
What I'm up to? Well, just to backtrack a little bit, I was a minister with the Baptist Church in Melbourne, and you might remember that... That didn't work out so well late last year.
They decided they didn't like
That's
you, Matt.
Right,
we can't understand that.
No.
Because of my support for marriage equality and my work with the gay and lesbian community of Melbourne, that and the ministry of the particular church that I was in caused a bit of conflict, and so I left there in December. And December and January were really difficult months for me and my family, working out what we were going to do next. And then at the start of March, after talking with a number of people and, you know, doing a lot of soul searching and that sort of thing, decided to study full time again. And I commenced a master's in counselling at Monash Uni. And so that's what I'm working through at the moment. And the ultimate aim with that is to establish a private counselling practice that serves Melbourne's gay and lesbian community.
So are you... have any involvement with the Baptist Church at all?
Oh, look, I'm still an accredited minister, still an ordained minister with the Baptist Union of Victoria. A minister in good standing is the official title. So still a minister but not serving in a church at the moment.
And there's no move to get rid of you?
No, not at all. No move to turf me out of the denomination. In fact, there's lots of support there in the denomination. No move to strip me of my ordination or anything like that. So all that stays in place. What happened to me was localised to the particular church that I was in.
Unfortunately, though, Matt, wouldn't it be the reaction of a lot of churches, Baptist churches in Victoria?
Yeah, look, it would... Baptist denomination is a really diverse denomination, so there's about 200 churches, and in the denomination, each church is free to decide its own leadership structure and style, its own worship structure and style, all those sorts of things. So there's no hierarchy in the denomination. So there are numerous churches that, had I been the senior pastor of, that none of this would have happened. You know, very affirming churches, numerous gay and lesbian people and couples in the congregation and serving in leadership. Of course, there are other churches that wouldn't have let me in the door in the first place. So the church that I was in, I guess they didn't realise actually what it meant to call me as their minister and who would come along, given my history with the gay and lesbian community. And when that actually all became a reality, it was just a little bit too difficult.
Mm. And so as a minister with the, you know, certain churches out there that have been absolutely scathing of marriage equality, I mean, that must make you as somebody of a church feel a little bit uncomfortable, if not ashamed of what they're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Two things. It makes me feel ashamed, first of all, because I have lots of friends in the gay and lesbian community and I can see how those words hurt them. And, you know, the impact that it has. And look, I don't have a problem with people disagreeing with marriage equality, but I do have a big problem with how they do that. Mm. And the way it's done most of the time has no pastoral concern whatsoever. It's just like hitting people with a sledgehammer. So, yeah, I get ashamed by that, that the institution that I have represented treats people in that way. But I also get furious, too, that people use God, use the Bible, use church as an excuse for their own fear, for their own hate, where it's, you know, that's not the message of the gospel.
Not at all.
I think it's really sad that in our community, and it's great to hear that you're going off to do this counselling to our community, because there's such a need for them to hear a positive message about God's love for them. We heard the story of a young guy who went to his minister who was in Carlton. And we've spoken about this before in this program, was a student at University of Melbourne. He went to his minister and said, "I'm gay." And the minister said, "No, you can't be. We're going to get help to change you. That young man went out and suicided.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that. One of the questions that drives me in terms of my work with the gay and lesbian community is for those that want to have faith and have decided that faith is important to them, trying to answer the question of, well, what does it mean for this gay person, or what does it mean for this lesbian person or transgender person to be a follower of Jesus? And that doesn't mean changing their sexual orientation. It's got to mean something else. And so we need to answer that question together and journey together, not say, no, you can't be part of this place.
We're with Matt Glover, and we're going to come back shortly and hear about the new project he's got going. In the meantime, we're going to hear from Mercy Me with a beautiful track called The Hurt and the Healer.
Did you know Joy runs an 8-week broadcast training course? And that's not Joy the Priest, that's Joy the Station. There has been a last-minute cancellation in the upcoming Thursday evening course for Joy's Taste of Radio, starting next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Email courses@joy.org.au to find out more and secure your place in Joy's, that's not the Priest but the Station, Taste of Radio course.
I did that course. It was fabulous. Look where I ended up. No, don't let it put you off. Anyway, if you haven't yet renewed your membership or become a Joy member, you can still be driving away in our major prize, that gorgeous Jeep valued at over $35,000. So click on the Joy Ride banner at thejoy.org.au or call us on 1300-JOY-949. But do it before June 22nd, only a few days to go.
Oh, that's like the day after tomorrow or the day after that after tomorrow or something, isn't it?
Something like that.
And don't forget that as we get closer to the end of the financial year, it's the perfect time to make a tax-deductible donation to Joy. See joy.org.au to make your online tax-deductible donation today and keep supporting Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing
gay and lesbian radio station,
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with Andrew, Joy and Lindsay, and we've got Matt Glover in the studio with us. But first we want to give a shout out to Ron and Jan, who are out there listening to us.
That's right. That's my mum and dad. And just to share the story, they live out in the suburbs and don't get Joy FM on their radio inside. So they're out in the driveway sitting in the car. Dad, stay away from mum, please. You're too old.
And Matt, could you buy them an iPod so they could download the Joy app?
Yeah, maybe
app?
I could do that.
Yeah, so they can sit inside in the warm.
That would be a good idea. I'll do that.
I just have this vision of, you know, these two people sitting there all nicely rugged up, sort of holding hands secretly, sipping on, you know, their little thermos of tea. And
oh, look, they're probably asleep.
With their hot water bottle on.
With their hot water bottle and a nice little rug holding hands.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you've got a new project happening and we want to hear all about how it came to
I need your help with this project. I need your help as in Joy FM's as well as the listeners' help. As I said before, I'm doing my counselling master's at the moment, and as part of that I have to do a placement at a counselling centre, which I'm doing. And the director of the counselling centre knows my history, knows my past, knows about my work with the gay community. And she teaches a lot of counselling skills to different people around the city. And she asked me if I would do a training session on what straight people need to know about working with the gay community. And I said, more than happy to do that. And as part of that, as part of my preparation for that, I just put that question on my Facebook wall, which said basically to my gay and lesbian friends, what's one thing that you would like a straight counsellor to know before they tried to help you? And the feedback was really interesting, really encouraging that there was so much feedback, but really interesting. But the thing that surprised me was the number of straight counsellors, chaplains, pastors, psychologists, doctors that contacted me after seeing that, saying, I'd really like the feedback you get because I really need to know this. And so I thought about it a little bit more and talked about it with the director of the counselling centre and put together a website to take in submissions in a little bit more of a formal fashion rather than just through Facebook, and set up a Facebook page as well. And that was about a month ago now. And the submissions have been coming in from all over the place. It's really interesting.
Have you noticed an intrinsic thread? Like, is there one thing that stands out or one thing that we are saying that we need?
Look, there's 20 different subjects that I ask people to give a response to. So there's no one theme. But one thing that has surprised me, though, is the number of submissions that do mention faith or spirituality or something like that. So, you know, that I would like my church to know, or I would like my synagogue to know, or my pastor or something like that. Faith is a big deal in a lot of the responses.
I find that really incredible, because I haven't stepped foot in a church for many years. And you know, I'm the friends I have, I don't know that any of us really, you know, like, we don't discuss religion on, you know, are we or are we not believers. And I just find it remarkable that there are so many people in our community that do have faith, and it is something that has guided them through, or just, it's just something that they, that's there that... I find that just incredible.
Yeah, look, and this is where I need the help of the listeners. I think part of that response comes from who I am and my networks, so a lot of Christian people and people of other faiths. But I know that there is a whole section of our community that, as you say, have not set foot inside a church or a mosque or a synagogue or anything for most of their life. And I still want feedback from that section of the community, because, you know, from time to time we all need help from a counsellor or a doctor or somebody. For our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, there's unique things that come with growing up gay that straight people just don't know, but would be helpful for them to know. And so I'm really keen to get that sort of feedback.
Brilliant. I think it's fantastic, because, you know, I think that there's so many people in our community that at some stage have had to go to counselling and have done the rounds. Like, I have a friend that has done the rounds because of certain issues that she's had. And each time she's been sitting in front of somebody who's straight and just finds it really difficult just to come out to this person.
That's right, yeah.
Which really shouldn't happen, because that person should be, you know, really open-minded and really should be trained up.
That's right. Even, like, coming out is really misunderstood in the straight community. Mm. For many straight people, coming out is a once-off thing. You know, so you've told people you're gay, that's it, let's just get on with life, without understanding that there's stages of coming out and it has to happen over and over again for a person's whole life.
Oh, totally.
And the trauma that's associated with that in different settings.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate, you know, but I've been blessed that it's never traumatised me, only once, and I thought, oh my God, this is a homophobic attack. It took me a little while, because I sort of live in my own bubble. But is in the interim, if there was anybody out there that was seeking counselling or anything at that stage, what would be your advice with regards coming out to that counsellor?
Look, I would say something right at the very beginning. Certainly most counsellors have some sort of intake form where you've got to write your details and what the issue is and that sort of thing. And stating on there your sexual orientation right at the very beginning is going to flag to the counsellor, psychologist, whoever, about who you are. And if there's an issue there, you'll know right from the very beginning. Mm. So rather than, you know, wonder about what's going on or what the reaction's going to be, you'll know from the very start. And if they're friendly and have a good understanding, then things can continue. If not, you'll know to cut it off right at the start.
If they say something like, ooh, you're gay.
Yeah, that's it.
We're talking to Matt Glover, but we need to go now. There is some breaking news happening, so we need to go across to the newsreader.
Become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day.
The world's most uplifting station.
Call 1-300-JOY-949.
Joy 94.9.
That was some very exciting breaking news, and I'm not sure, but is this something to do with Ron and Jan in the car? They're causing the earthquakes.
Yeah. What are they doing out there?
No, don't go there.
Yeah. But if we might just add, like, when this quake struck, we were actually sitting around the table at Joy, and we felt it, and the mirror balls were going a little bit crazy, and we were all just looking at each other in that special sort of gay way where we all go down together.
But I looked over going, you've made the earth move, Lindsay.
Under my feet.
Under my feet.
But it's good to hear that there's been no injuries and no mortalities. And, of course, Joy will keep you posted if there's any more breaking news. But let's hope we don't have another one of those, because it was a little bit scary up here on the ninth floor.
Ninth floor, I thought, I wonder if this building is supposed to wobble like this.
Well, I headed straight for the bathroom, as a good girl does.
Oh, excellent.
I believe that's the safest place.
Is it?
Yeah, the bathroom, I believe.
Oh, okay. Mm, okay, well, learn something new every day.
And a doorway. So if ever there's an earthquake, I believe you go to the bathroom for whatever reason or you stand in a doorway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go, Matt.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yep.
Now, joining us in the studio, we do have Matt Glover. Now, Matt, you've been telling us about this exciting new program that you're running and gathering all this information, and you need our support. How do we best support you? How do we find out more about
it? Sure. Look, the website that I've set up, you can reach quite easily if you go to my personal website, which is www.mattglover.com. And Matt Glover is MATTGLOVER.com. And right in the middle of that page, there's a link to the What I Would Like You to Know project. So if you can go to that, click on the link and then have a look at the different subject areas that are there and send in a submission. That would be great. You hit the submit button and it emails it directly to me. But the other thing you can do also is send the link to as many of your LGBT friends as you can all around the world, because I want to get as much feedback as I can to make this a really useful resource for the straight helping community.
Fantastic. So it's not just particular to people who live in Melbourne or
not
in Australia.
All. Not at all.
Open slather, so that's I can it. Send it to my mates in the US if I yep. want.
At this stage, I've had submissions from, I think, 4 different countries. So I'd like as many countries represented as possible. And also the whole spectrum of sexuality as well. So not just gay, not just lesbian, but transgender, intersex. We've had a few submissions from intersex people so far, which have been really fascinating. So everything.
Fantastic. All right. Well, if you have any trouble finding those links, you can always go to joy.org.au, follow through to the Spirit Lounge, and we'll have all the links on our page as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio, Matt Glover. And we look forward to catching up with you really soon.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 would like to thank all our wonderful new and renewing members for signing up during Radiothon 2012. Joy is a voice for the GLBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. Without you, we are not here. If you haven't signed up yet, you still have the chance to be in the running to win our major prize valued at over $35,000. But do it before June 22. See joy.org.au for more on becoming a member or call 1-300-JOY-949.
And thank you for supporting Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Spirit Lounge. And Lindsay, no talking.
I know, I've been doing that a lot lately.
She's just organising us.
I know, but I'm like that in real life. Like if I think of something.
You're giving your number away to the men in the studio. Unbelievable.
Oh, no, I've got a thing for cute men that are ministers. I have to admit, it's the frock.
That's right. It's just a burden I carry.
It's just an extension of my nun thing, you know. So just disregard.
Now, so we've now got joining us on the phone. Our next guest is a registered civil celebrant. You might find him useful, Lindsay, eh? registered civil celebrant, spiritual director, author and entrepreneur. He's joining us on the Spirit Lounge as the convener of a group called Secret Men's Business. David Ayliffe, welcome to the Spirit Lounge.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew.
Now, Secret Men's Business, this all sounds very secretive.
Yeah, should Lindsay and I sort of go away somewhere?
Mm, block our ears, perhaps?
Well, there's really nothing I can say about it, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that was a lovely interview. Nice talking to you, David. Goodbye.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. No, really, what is Secret Men's Business and what's the purpose of the group?
Well, look, the purpose of the group, Andrew, is to get guys together to talk about stuff, but to do it in such a way that we respect our difference. We basically, over the years, I'm a bit of a frustrated church tender. I used to be a pastor at one stage. And I find that in church, we don't actually often get the chance to really talk through stuff that concerns us. And do it in such a way that we can feel respected and feel it's a safe place to just open up and talk about that. And by the way, if Matt is still there, say hello to Matt for me.
Matt is still here.
I'm still here, David. Hi, mate. Great. How are you?
Thanks, Matt. Matt was our first public invited speaker And you had a great impact with us that night, Matt.
Thanks, David. It was good to be with you.
Thank you.
So faith obviously plays a pretty large role in the activity of Secret Men's Business. Do you have to be a Christian to attend?
No, you certainly don't. Look, it's an unusual... We're on a bit of a journey, all us guys in this group. We've got people from two different Anglican churches at the moment, and they're quite different Anglican churches. One is an evangelical church, which is St. Paul's in Boronia. The other one is St. Thomas's Anglican Church in Ferntree Gully, which is sort of high church, bells and whistles. And then we have people, we've even got a guy who's a card-carrying atheist. he gave up his faith years ago, and it's really a challenge to be able to try and talk to eat about all kinds of issues, but from these different perspectives, without doing the traditional thing, which is to say, well, look, you don't agree with me, I don't want to listen to you. We don't want to do that. And thus far, it's been really exciting, actually.
So, David, when people come along, do you sort of have a topic of the evening, or do people just share whatever they want to share? How does it work?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. When we started off, we did really start off just sort of being very relaxed and just, you know, talking about whatever we wanted to talk about. We try and give everybody the opportunity to tell us what's happened in the last, you know, month, because it's a monthly group. And if there's anything that's, you know, good or bad that's happened that they want to share. But from then on, we actually have taken different topics. And, of course, Matt's story of, you know, his outing, pardon the pun, Matt, from your Baptist church.
Thanks, David.
He got outed as, a gay and lesbian supporter.
You could even put an S in there as well.
That's right. And that really had a great impact, as I said before. And look, it's been such an exciting journey. For example, the other day at our last meeting, we had three people. I'm probably jumping ahead of you here a little bit, but... we had two good new guys join the group. Now, one of them was the first husband of a dear friend of mine, and the other guy was the second husband of a dear friend of mine. And they're all dear friends of mine.
The same woman?
Same woman, yes.
Oh, my God.
Now, the first guy, whose first name is Rob, divorced his wife many years ago. I'm talking over 30 years ago. Because he came to the recognition that he was gay and he couldn't remain faithful to his wife. Sad story, because he loved her and she loved him. And, of course, the church in that day was so condemning. I mean, today it's condemning still in many areas, which is tragic, of difference. But in those days it was even more so. And this gentleman has lived a life of self-condemnation for many years. He's held on to his faith, but he's never felt that God, until recently, could really accept him for who he was.
So did coming to the two Secret Men's Business help him to accept who he was?
Look, I think it has. He's a fantastic fellow, by the way, and he's become a very close friend of mine as well. Yes, it has, and also the fact that his ex-wife's current husband, who was ordained as a Baptist minister and is a social worker now, and a man of great faith, is also so highly supportive of him. And the two of them sat together and have now joined Secret Men's Business. And, you know, Rob was able to tell his story the other night. And there's some of the guys there, it was fairly new to them. You know, they weren't used to mixing with gay folk and certainly hadn't being confronted with this story, but they were so loving and accepting. I was just so proud of them.
So is there only one group happening at the moment, David, or is there more?
Well, there may be other groups around the place, but our group is only the one group. There may be other groups that I'm not aware of, but part of my, I guess, agenda was to try and just, you know, make this safe place. Recently I've been reading The Ragamuffin Gospel by the Catholic Brennan Manning, who is an extraordinary fellow, and it's a wonderful read if anybody wants to read it. And one of his quotes is, "Our hearts of stone become hearts of flesh when we learn where the outcast weeps." And I believe that within each of us, you know, there's a bit of an outcast, there's a part of each of us that is not accepted by others, and that lonely place within us where we just really, you know, we're really struggling. And it's only when you can really come alongside somebody and put your arm around them and say, hey, you're okay, and I'm there with you. I may not understand fully your journey or the pain that you've got, but I'm there with you. And that's what we want to do.
So how can people find out more information if they want? Obviously, us females can't join, but if you're a male and would like to come along...
We can drag up Joy.
We could too.
They'd never know.
Well, really, the easiest way to find out about us is to request to join part of Secret Men's Business on Facebook. We are having some very interesting discussions on Facebook, and let me quote one thing that I just went back over the page and found this. This is a man called Hamish, and he'll be horrified if he's heard his name just now, and I've quoted him. Hamish is one of the older gentlemen in the group, and he wrote this at one point. He said, I suspect that many of us are fascinated, horrified, disgusted, titillated by anything that smacks of difference and sex. Journalists pick up and run with these issues because people react. If we could all just yawn and accept such diversity as part of the richness of life, I believe it would cease to be such a prominent issue. I just keep hoping that churches could resist the temptation to get involved and tell others what is right and wrong. If we could just stick to the two great commandments, we might actually command some greater respect. I think it's actually the three great commandments, you know, love your neighbour, love God, and love yourself, that Hamish was talking about. And I was really thrilled to read that again tonight.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, David. And we're going to go to, I think, a quite an appropriate track here from Casting Crowns called Courageous. And if you want to learn more about Secret Men's Business, go to Facebook.
Yes, Facebook, or you can also go to joy.org.au. Follow the links through to the Spirit Lounge page. I will put all the links up there tonight after the show. Here's Casting Crowns.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Spirit Lounge. And that was David Aliff joining us on the phone. And if you are interested to go along to Secret Men's Business, go to joy.org.au, follow the links through to the Spirit Lounge page, and we'll have all the links up there.
And if you're female, forget it.
Yeah, probably not that useful for the females out there.
Yeah, sorry. But Joy, there may be a need for a secret women's group, you know, like...
You could start one, Lindsay.
Well, I'm not really of faith.
And you get up and you say, my name's Joy and I'm a woman. Oh, no, sorry, I got wrong group. Oh, I always get that wrong.
Can I just say, I went to David's group earlier this year, as he said, and there was men there from all different aspects of faith, from those that had none to those that had really strong faith, and it was a really awesome time together, really open discussion, and really important for men to get together and have that sort of in-depth discussion over a meal, and it was just great.
Can I just ask a very quickie? Do you find that in a group like that, the people that say, oh no, I'm a non-believer, I don't have any faith, you just give them a little prod and out it comes?
No, not really. Not in a group like that. Yeah. In a group like that, you want the honest response from people. And so those that don't have faith in groups like that have a really important contribution to make. And it stimulates good discussion.
Absolutely. Now, Matt, I just need to say this. You're turning up everywhere. I was up in Brisbane and I was shown a poster. And who was on the poster as speaking at a conference in Sydney in January? Yeah, Matt Glover.
Matt Glover.
Yeah. Now, we're about to talk to Michelle from Freedom to Eat. Who's going to the dinner?
Matt Glover.
Absolutely. I will be there.
Who was speaking in Sydney recently?
Matt Glover.
Got to do something with my time.
You're getting around more than the Queen's Jubilee.
Have you had any overseas gigs yet?
No, I haven't.
If anyone's listening from overseas, Matt is free to come and speak.
If anyone's listening from Hawaii, Tahiti, you know.
First class airfares and a 5-star hotel, and he'll be there.
Now, and he brings us the entourage.
Well, of course. This is a true fact. This has been researched, that the only straight person that's been in the gay press more than me, Kylie.
Really?
Yep, that's it.
I love it.
Marvellous.
How much more do you have to, how many more hits before you can out score her?
Oh, I don't know, but
I imagine you'd probably have to have quite a few more articles written about you.
Yeah.
How's your singing voice?
Not so good. But, you know, I can wear those dresses. No, no, don't. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Oh, it's all coming out now.
Oh,
so it was you I saw at the lab.
Anyway, we're going to talk to Michelle from Freedom to Be, because if Matt agrees to wear a dress, Michelle, you'll be completely booked out by the end of the night.
Oh, dear. What have I done? Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
I think that might be a bit of a good catch line there, Joy. How is everybody going?
Oh, it's a bit chaotic here tonight because Matt's ill.
He likes to stir the pot a bit, I think.
Oh, that is not true.
Chaos. Now,
hey, before you say, Michelle, that's on the phone here, she actually refers to me as a lesbian because I like women. See, that's the sort of respect I have there.
Well, we call him our token lesbian, really, because he's quite empathetic to us.
Well, that's good. Now, Michelle, from Freedom to Be, you have a fundraising anniversary dinner coming up. Tell us all.
We do. 5 years ago, Linda and I, my partner, started Melbourne Freedom to Be. So we're celebrating our fifth anniversary, which is quite a fantastic milestone. It's on Friday, the 20th of July, at Ridges Bell City in Preston. And we have Carl Catter from Australian Marriage Equality coming to be our keynote speaker for the evening.
And this is Bob Catter's brother,
half
is it?
Half brother, yep, that's right.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. It'll be a fantastic night.
And Carl's been doing an awful lot for the community, hasn't he, recently? And it's so fantastic to see him getting out there without saying anything about his brother.
Well, not too much anyway, but yeah, Carl was actually one of the people responsible for the fundraiser for Matt Glover when he was, you know, forcibly stepped down from his leadership at the Baptist Church. So we've all kind of joined together and forged a bit of a friendship, which is really lovely, and Carl's extremely supportive of Freedom to Be, which is terrific.
So, Michelle, if people want to get tickets for this event, how will they go about that?
They can just go to the Freedom to Be website, which is www.freedom2b.org.au. And on the homepage there, we have a link to Eventbrite where they can buy tickets.
Fabulous. And there'll be a link through the Spirit Lounge. So
Andrew's
going to be very busy.
You've beaten me to it. Yes, we'll pop a link on our page. We'll send people over. You can access it through joy.org.au and then follow the links through to Spirit Lounge.
But not only do you get to meet Michelle, not only do you get to meet the speaker, you get to meet Matt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you've heard him here.
Matt and myself are going to be emceeing the night, so we'll have a bit of a tag team going, I think, so it should be lots of fun.
Come along. It'll be good.
Go and get those tickets, everyone. Well, thanks, Michelle, and all the best with that.
All right. No worries. Good talking to you all.
Okay.
Bye now.
See ya.
Bye.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9.
Well, that's been a huge show, hasn't it? The earth moved under our feet.
It's been so big. Very big, very chaotic. So we've had Matt Glover in telling us about What I Would Like You to Know. Check out Facebook for that one, or you can find it on the Joy website. Follow through to Spirit Lounge.
Just go to any event that's coming up, and Matt Glover will be there.
Any event.
Secret Men's Business, he'll be there.
Yes, we've spoken to David Aliff. He is running Secret Men's Business. If you'd like to go along, they're most welcoming, and they love talking about faith issues, and you don't have to be a faith to go. We had Michelle from Freedom to Be. They're running a fundraiser. Get along to that. Get some tickets. It's going to be fantastic.
And we had breaking news on an earthquake. Now, that was exciting, wasn't it?
It was. And I still can see the looks on our faces when we're sitting there as the earth was shaking around us and the walls were sort of buckling in and the mirror balls
and everything was falling off the walls.
I know. And I was hanging onto my chair and trying to, you know, skediddle into the bathroom so I'd be nice and safe. It's been a day.
And I thought that I exaggerated things.
I think on that note, we should say goodbye and tip some water on Lindsay.
Night all.
Good night, and we're going out with Pink Moon by Nick Drake.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.